Are manufacturing jobs that went away over the years coming back?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama this week is talking a lot about the middle class, trying to pressure Congress to extend the payroll tax cut and urging economic fairness for people who have suffered during the Great Recession, including millions of out-of-work Americans. But new jobless data suggests things may be turning around, maybe. In a new Labor Department report, the unemployment rate in more than 280 metro areas across the country fell in November. Some of the biggest gainers of jobs? Cities in the Midwest and the Rust Belt. George Zeller is an economic research analyst who joins us now from Cleveland. Morning, George.
Good morning, Steve.
So, really, the Rust Belt? I mean, what's going on there? I thought the Rust Belt was like bleeding jobs.
Yes, for a very long time, we've had a horrible economic situation out here in Ohio. The national recession has just clobbered the world, but recently we've seen a slow recovery here in Ohio, I'm very glad to say, and the source of the recovery is manufacturing growth.
What kind of things are people making now?
We've had a huge expansion at the General Motors Lordstown Assembly Plant, where they're manufactured in Cruz. In addition, Youngstown, where the steel industry was decimated decades ago, has a huge steel mill under construction right now. And the market for all this, of course, is auto sales, which have been robust.
You think, George, this is a sign that we're actually recovering, or do you think something else is going on here?
Oh, it is a genuine recovery here in Ohio, especially the manufacturing portion, which ripples into the rest of the economy. But we still have economic problems that are severe. But I'm very glad to say that we have a national model in Youngstown, of all places, which is growing more robustly than any place in Ohio.
George Zeller, economic research analyst from Cleveland. George, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Let's do the numbers. Well, markets are lower right now, anywhere between 0.5% and 0.5% across the board right now. The Dow is off about 0.4%, about 0.5%, 50 points at 12,099. Shares in Europe are off as well. Shares of Citigroup are down about 2.5% after the banking giant said it's going to cut 4,500 jobs. Department store JCPenney said it's buying about a 16% stake in Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia, and the retailer will build mini stores inside those Penney's stores. Just ahead of a big European summit, a European Union summit on Friday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner today said he feels good about progress being made to tackle the huge debt crisis there and to save the euro currency. Now, the central part of the plan so far would change European Union treaties, and any one of EU member countries could vote to derail that plan. Enter Slovakia, which almost thwarted the latest Greek bailout. Vladimir Bilcik is with the Slovak Foreign Policy Association. He's with us now from Bratislava. Hi, Mr. Bilcik.
Hello.
I know the last time Slovakia had to vote, it was over whether to expand Greece's bailout package. You know, that was a contentious vote. And now we're talking about changing treaties and amending them. How would that play out in Slovakia, do you think?
I think it actually is likely to play out a lot smoother than in the case of our vote on the extension of the bailout fund. Slovakia is understanding we are dealing with existential questions here now, and politicians have been saying today and yesterday that most of them, with the exception of two political parties in parliament, are willing to pass some major changes to the EU treaties because they understand this is really about not just the future of Slovakia, but the future of the Eurozone and the EU itself.
Now, I know Slovakia is just one country, though. I mean, any one country in the EU could derail this. I mean, do you think that if something like that happens, that's it for the Eurozone?
Ideally, it would be great if all 27 countries at the upcoming summit agreed that we would extend the treaties and actually go down further fiscal integration. We need a quick solution. The EU has been extremely sluggish at coming up with a solution, and I'm afraid we are facing a real split within the EU, and the deeper integration will apply only to a group of countries.
Vladimir Bilcik from the Slovak Foreign Policy Association. Mr. Bilcik, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Today's the last day to choose a Medicare plan, or the last day of what's called open enrollment. If you or someone you know uses Medicare, then you've probably gotten the deluge of mail that insurance companies have sent out in the past few weeks, all trying to get you to sign up on their plan. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports it's not just junk mail. There's some real deals out there.
The insurance market is getting more competitive because of healthcare reform. There's going to be more choices for people under 65, like those insurance exchanges that are going up in a few years. So this year, insurance companies are working harder to shore up their customer base with one very dependable and highly loyal demographic.
Medicare people are more reluctant to switch. So once you get people in, they tend to stay with you more.
J.B. Silvers is a professor of healthcare finance at Case Western Reserve University. He says each Medicare enrollee can bring an insurer $10,000 to $12,000 in premiums. The game now is basically to hook as many as possible during the open enrollment period. Dan Mendelson runs Avalier Health, the consulting company. He says the land grab is good for seniors. There are deals to be had.
If seniors get online and assess their choices, they can usually save money.
That just leaves the getting online part and the assessing your choices part. Today's the last day to do it. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, stupidity often makes for a valuable life lesson, right? Especially when coupled with bad luck. Last Saturday, a 22-year-old Maryland man tried to shoplift more than $600 worth of video games from a local Walmart. Store monitors caught him in the act. He tried to put dozens of games down his pants and in his sweatshirt. But when he went to leave, a throng of police officers tackled and arrested him in the parking lot. The store, you see, didn't have to call the police. There was a community program going on at the store that day called Shop with a Cop. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
From Bling Bling to Warren Buffett, we are kind of obsessed with the rich.
I don't think our tax system is very equitable, and I think it drifted dramatically, you know, in the last 10 years toward favoring rich guys like me. So I pay a lower tax rate on much of my income than my cleaning lady does.
I'm Kai Rizdal. As Congress debates the payroll tax cut, how rich is rich? Gallup explains next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.